Hi, everyone, and welcome back to San Juan Now. I'm your host, Elaine Gisler, and I am excited to bring on another guest to continue our conversation from our previous episode about San Juan County on the international level. I'm here today with Lewis Williams, who is the owner of Ancient Waves. Welcome, Lewis.
Hey, thank you, Eileen. It's good to be here.
Thank you. It is so wonderful to have you here in our office. Today, we're going to be diving into Ancient Waves as an organization and as well discussing the recent opportunity you had to travel abroad and present to international representatives. So, Lewis, can you tell us a little bit about Ancient Waves? How did you get started?
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to say ya te bene, which means good morning. Shay Lewis Williams Yinishye. I just mentioned my four clans, Deer Springs people, born for Chippewa, two people coming to the water people are my third clan, and my fourth clan is Sioux. And I come from, I was raised in Kent, Arizona. So Monument Valley is where I grew up, backyard. Ancient Waves is Ancient Waves River and Hiking Adventures. It started when I was out there roaming the canyons. Started as a young age. The idea of starting a company evolving around culture and outdoor recreation, it began when I was small, growing up. I was fortunate to grow up with my grandma, and she taught me a lot about, you know, nature and how to recreate responsibly out in nature.
What a teacher you were lucky to have. Oh,
totally. I was very fortunate. Yeah, I always, as I'm to this day, you know, her words guide me.
Wow.
And Ancient Waves, you know, River and Hike Adventures really molded together and formed, you know, solidified when I became a full-time guide out in the on the San Juan River. So the San Juan River is where I began my guiding career. You know, in 2012 is when I first set my hands on oars and sat in a boat and steered a boat down towards Lake Powell. So I started guiding in the area, you know, in the Berzerds National Monument. Actually, it wasn't even a monument.
No, exactly, when you started, right?
Yeah. So I was out there on the landscape just thinking about the potential of having more guides that had the will and the strive that I had, you know, because I was so enthused to be out there amongst the landscape and to be reminded of what I was taught by my grandma. We provide guided tours in the Berzerds National Monument and on the San Juan River. We do backpacking, photography tours and hiking tours in the Berzerds National Monument, which is vast, you know, over 1.3 million acres, I believe. So we provide tours in a vast area, and many of our guides are from different ethnic backgrounds. So we're guides that are taking care of the landscape as we do our tours. So we really are culture oriented and nature preserving.
So your culture and your history really weighed into what you're doing now. And I find that when we do send people out with you, when they come back, they are just amazed at what they've learned and how they are looking at differently. They're looking at our area. So you have a gift that you've been given, and maybe your grandma was a big part of that. So we're very, very lucky here in San Juan County to have you guiding people from all over the world. Now, why do you believe that Ancient Waves is unique? Why do you think it's unique?
Ancient Waves is very unique in the region because very few of us guides are full-time in this area. First of all, we're from the area. You know, we're born, you know, right down the ways in the, see, I'm Diné, which is Navajo. So I was born on the south side of the San Juan River. A lot of our guides are from these different, also known as reservations. So we have the Hopi, mm-hmm. Hopi Nation. We have the Zuni tribe that lives in New Mexico. So we're in the Four Corners mm-hmm. region, which is home to a lot of different ethnic backgrounds, ethnicities, different tribes.
Kind of a melting pot for the indigenous communities. That's amazing.
Which is why Ancient Waves is unique, mm-hmm. is because our guides are from those different tribes. We have a pretty good team that has grown ever since we started in 2020.
Wow, I know you started right as COVID reared its ugly head, but here you are.
Yeah.
You managed to get through it. It did not bring you down, you're here. You survived it. So that is wonderful.
Exactly.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of international visitors?
We see quite a few. Me growing up in Kayenta, mm-hmm. you know, that is, again, Monument Valley is right nearby. So I've seen the tourism industry. I've seen the annual influx of mm-hmm. visitors. And I've gone to the stores and I've heard their different languages. You know, sometimes, you know, I would be curious and ask, you know, where are you from?
Sure.
And they would tell us, you know, they're different from all over the world.
Yeah, it's amazing when you're in an area like Southeast Utah, and you do, because we are a rural area here, but you hear and see people from all over the world that have made the journey here from far away to come here. And I always appreciate that, because they can go anywhere, but they've chosen to come here and see our area and learn more. And I think that your background is really something that people come, once they go on a tour with you, and what you bring in the culture from your background in the history really is so valuable. When they leave, they really feel they've gotten more than just going out on a river trip or a tour. They've learned a whole lot more and have become quite educated from your tours. So we know that you went to Paris recently, and we were excited to know that one of our own was over there. So have you ever presented Native American history and culture in Paris before, or any other country before? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Paris was totally different. I mean, because I'm from the Navajo Reservation. So it was an awesome experience to get in, you know, an airplane, go to the airport.
Sure.
That was an experience in itself.
Uh-huh.
So it was an adventure for me, which, you know, I'm an adventurer. So
have you ever been there before?
No, I have not. No.
Oh, it was your first time.
I've just seen it.
How exciting.
Yeah. Just like I just had to reciprocate the feeling of our guests. You know, they come here.
Exactly.
Looking at, I've seen Paris in movies. Mm-hmm. So I'm just thinking about, am I going to see these awesome, nice old buildings or castles? So it was exciting. You know,
I saw pictures of you in the Louvre, and I saw you throughout Paris. It was exciting to see our hometown boy there, you know.
Yeah,
in the big city.
Yeah,
that is wonderful. So tell us a little bit more about your presentation and who was in the audience, who attended, and what was the presentation about?
Over in Paris, I was invited to share about Ancient Waves and about the culture, you know, which is why people from all over the world like to come to the Southwest. You know, Southwest United States is filled with so many indigenous cultures. And it's also in the movies, you know.
Exactly.
A lot of the old movies, Western movies, and mm-hmm. even the newer movies, there's a lot of indigenous culture involved. And so people come from all over the world to see and to hear mm-hmm. hear us. What's unique about Ancient Waves is, just like I introduced myself in Diné, mm-hmm. which is what we typically do with our guests. So once they're introduced to us, they're so surprised. They've already heard the language, so they're so amazed, and we tell them that they're with the right guides, you know. And at the end of the tour, we like to see that they've learned a little bit about the language uh-huh. and the culture.
Uh-huh.
And they've noticed that it's way different from the movies.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's the experience. You know, I think those individuals traveling here, it's a journey of a lifetime for them to come here. But then when they get here, to understand what this area, the Four Corners area, being here in San Juan County, how different it is, right, than what is depicted in the movies. So I think that's an experience that everyone should partake in. So I'm excited about that. So who was in your audience over in Paris? Were they adults or children or a mix?
Well, I had a mixture in the audience. The majority of the audience was children. So the parents were also present.
How nice.
And the children, I really focused my presentation towards the children. Mm-hmm. So I had some visuals that I shared of Bears Ears and Monument Valley. I had to show Monument Valley because that's, Monument Valley is actually a common photo.
Yes, it
that
is.
That you see in Paris.
Yeah.
And I also took some, I gathered some pinions from the Bears Ears area.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I took that with me. And I actually passed some of them pinions out during my presentation.
Oh, how wonderful.
So as part of the presentation, they're holding pinions, and I showed them a visual of Bears Ears, and I pointed right to where I picked those pinions.
Oh, wow. That is really wonderful. So
yeah.
They could actually maybe feel that they were there.
Yeah,
you know?
They could taste
exactly.
Bears.
Wow, yeah. That's wonderful. Did you have any questions? Did they ask questions? Were they curious at all about anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they were.
A lot of questions. The kids and even the parents had questions.
Wow.
So the kids were really, they were really engaged. We actually handed out some dream catchers.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So I gave them a little background about the dream catcher and how, you know, it helps you to sleep at night and the goodness and the positivity of it, you know, the
story.
Wow,
what a great way to represent your culture in San Juan County. We were just so proud to see you there and interact with the individuals. And thanks to Olivier, who is our Utah Office of Tourism representative in France. He does an amazing job. And we were just thrilled that he wanted to bring you to Paris to explain and share the culture and Native American culture and history. What do you hope that people who were at the presentation took away from meeting with you and learning? What do you hope that they were able to leave with?
Well, you know, I spoke about the culture, and, you know, a part of our culture is about balance. That's the key in life, and we call it hajon. That's the word. And hajon represents, you know, nature, your mental state, physical state, and your spiritual state, all intermeshed and combined into one. So your daily activities should involve nature. So what I shared, and I was hoping to really get my guests really engaged in, was to really, nature is beneficial in many ways, you know, and I showed the benefits for my mm-hmm. culture, you know, food, mm-hmm. diet, mm-hmm. Spirituality, you know. So I just left with them, just hoping that they'd appreciate nature, just like on a tour with Ancient Waves, where we really promote conserving and taking care of the resources, mm-hmm. such as the water, you know,
sustainability,
totally.
Pack out what you, all the leave no trace principles.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And connecting with one, you know, like I mentioned, my clan system. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something that they were questioning me about too. What are
they found
the clans?
They found interest in that. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, the way I explained it to them was they have a long history too.
Sure.
And that's what my clan is telling, keeping that history within the family is the genealogy. So I was really encouraging them to know their clans, you know, and so the children were so amazing to hear that they had clans, you know, and the parents were so amazed too. The parents started to kind of think, and that was food for thought.
Sure,
you know? I mean,
sure.
I
inspired something in them.
Yeah, so connecting with nature and connecting with themselves, mm-hmm. you know, really, that's what nature's about too. That's what really helped that's why I love doing what I do.
Right.
Because
so if I decided to book a tour, what is your most popular hiking tour that people request?
Well, it's right now where I've noticed people are more interested in getting on the river with us because we just were granted the green light like 2 years ago. So we did our first full year was this year.
I remember when you got your permit. That was very exciting.
So this was our first full year, 2023, wow. 2024. We're looking to bring a lot more groups out. Mm-hmm. So it's switching over. It was hiking for a while because that was what
But now people are more interested on being on the river. And I have to say, I've experienced being on the San Juan River, and it is a very calming trip to take. I've been on the Colorado River where you've got a lot more rapids, but the San Juan River is very calming and really makes you relax and feel that you are out there in nature. And I do know that being on the river, there are areas that you can get to see some of the history and the culture that you can't really get to by car. You either have to hike or be on the river and go up into these areas. So I think it's an experience that everyone might want to take, you know, on the river, the San Juan River. It's truly relaxing. You're in nature. And then with your culture and history and everything that you provide along that river trip, just makes it such an enjoyable experience.
Yes, San Juan River is so unique because we have a steady flow of water compared to the other rivers, like the Colorado River. It's got quite a bit of water compared to the San Juan. But we are the steepest river in the Southwest, which means we do have rapids, you know, like other rivers. We depend on the snow melt.
Right.
So the snow that I'm seeing
really
is
important.
Getting me excited for next season. Mm-hmm. So Ancient Waves on our river adventure will be stopping along the way. Ancient Waves guides, our interpretation involves a lot of about the ancient history, the archaeological record, you know, which is displayed out there. You know, that's why people come to the San Juan River, is because we have so many archaeological sites.
Exactly.
And that's what's awesome about being out there for us as guides, is because we're connecting with our culture. And the plus is we get to take people out there so they see us connecting with our culture. And as guests of ours, we invite them to learn about our culture.
That's what I found exciting about being on the San Juan, that you could go down the river, stop, get out of your raft and walk up, see a historical site that you wouldn't normally, you can't just drive up to it.
Yeah.
So I think that that really adds to the entire experience of being, you know, on the river. And I know you can do half day or full day or several days, I would imagine, of trips. So that's something I think people need to experience. Even though we're in the desert here, as you move south, we have that San Juan River that adds an entirely different experience to the journey when you're coming here to San Juan County.
Oh, yeah.
So
the San Juan River, I like to say it's a whole nother world.
Exactly.
Because, you know, like right now, we're up in the high elevation. There's snow outside. You know, I walk out, there's snow. But if I drive down to the San Juan River, which is like 40 miles away, the temperature is going to be like 10, 15 degrees higher.
Yes.
I won't see any snow, and I'll probably be taking my jacket off while I'm hiking. So it's really different, you know. So we tell our guests are really amazed too, because they're like, I did not expect it to be this luxurious, you know, and this is paradise. You know, I thought it was going to be, they think they're going to be in extreme weather because they're in the desert.
Sure, sure.
They're going to be stepping on cactus, right. You know. But they come out and they're like, this is a beach, you know.
Right, exactly.
And we're on the Navajo Nation.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to not only draw people from all over the world to the San Juan River, we're trying to draw the Navajo Nation.
True, that's true. And I have to say, that's a really good point, because when we live in these areas, you find that there are a lot of local residents that have never been into the parks, never been on the river. They have never experienced some of the things that people come all over the world to experience. So that's true, to encourage the local community to know their area, understand what's here, everything that's here, and learn. Oh, yeah. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I've met so many people that have never taken a trip into the national parks or into the monuments. So I think that's part of encouraging the local community to get out and see what's around us and learn more about the culture and the history that exists here in San Juan County. So what do you know, if there are future projects that the Utah Office of Tourism has in France for you? Do you think that you will go back and make a trip back, or maybe go to another country after your most recent experience?
Well, you know, when I was in France, I got to meet a lot of people, you know, different tour agencies, and that was very awesome, you know. So the family atmosphere was there. You know, I created family, and I was invited, you know, so it's up in the air. You know, I hope to. You know, I got a lot of ideas of how I could make my presentation a lot. It was a fun presentation, but I could incorporate more things to make it more enhanced experience.
Well, I'm sure with the presentation that you did in Paris that you will be asked to come over and represent our county again and our area again and our culture and the history that exists here in San Juan County. It has been so amazing and wonderful. It's always great to talk to you, and I always learn so much from you when we have a chance to meet. And I appreciate all you do and the fact that you really are here promoting your background, your history, your culture from your family, and that you are sharing that with us and the rest of the world. So I'm hoping that other countries will have you there to share that experience, and then they will be making the journey over here to San Juan County. So it's been such a pleasure. So Lewis, if people want to contact you, what would be the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Well, we have a website which has a lot of information on it. That's www.touranciencwaves.com. Waves is spelled WAYVES. And you can call us at 505-239-8505. And either me or another one of our staff will get you in.
Well, thank you. It's been so wonderful to have you here, and I appreciate your time. And I look forward to all the exciting things to come in our upcoming season in 2024. And I'm really thrilled for you that your business survived to COVID and you are on your way and expanding, and you've gotten your permits, and everything seems to be working in your favor. And I do hope that people will, especially local residents, will decide that it's time next year to take a trip on the river or go out on a hike with you or one of your staff to learn more about everything that exists here culturally and historically in San Juan County. So thank you for being here.
Well, yeah, you're welcome. We hope everybody comes on out and explores with us.
Thanks again, Lewis, and thanks again to our listeners. We really appreciate you. Make sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite listening platform so you don't miss any of our future episodes. And we'll see you next time.